This is RNIB Connect Radio, and it is the Daily Connect with me, Stephen Scott. Today on the Connect Conversation, we're going to talk about being grabbed in the street. Yes, it's one of those things that happens to a lot of us as blind people. We get grabbed and pulled across roads we never intended to cross and all that kind of thing. And one person in particular is a bit fed up with it, and that's Amy Kavanagh, who joins us. Hello, Amy.
Good morning.
So tell us about your campaign that you've launched on Twitter, which has received quite a lot of interest. It's called Just Ask, Don't Grab. Kind of speaks for itself, but do explain it.
So it all started because I started to use a white cane. I was born visually impaired, but I didn't use a white cane until about a year ago. And I love my social media, and I noticed that I just kept being grabbed by people. And I tweeted about it a few times because I was so shocked how often it happened. And then I was just getting hundreds of replies from visually impaired people, from other disabled people saying, yeah, this happens to me too. And so I decided, right, let's try and make a bit of a change here and do something about it, raise some awareness.
So you went on to Twitter initially, yeah? And you started the campaign there.
Yes, I did. I started a hashtag, Just Ask, Don't Grab, trying to really get the very simplest basic message out there that if you do see somebody with a disability, with a visual impairment that you want to help, just ask them, just say, hi, you know, my name's this, do you need some assistance and how can I help you, before putting your hands on someone.
What's the worst experience that you've had?
It was probably at the top of an escalator on the London Underground. I was preparing to board the escalator. I have some residual vision, but I don't have depth perception. So I really do rely on my cane to feel where the escalator starts, where the ridge, where the step is. And I began to try and step on, and a woman started pulling me onto the escalator. And I said to her, you know, please stop touching me. I'm fine. You know, and she would not let go of me. She was really pulling me. And I started to feel really unbalanced. And it was a very tall escalator. And I thought, I'm going to plummet down this. And eventually I just had to scream at her. I had to scream, like, just take your hands off me. And she stormed off in a huff. And I was left rather shell-shocked on the rest of my journey down the escalator.
I mean, it's often the case that we're trying to be, you know, nice people about things. You know, we want to not give anyone the impression that we, you know, don't want help. And, you know, we hear a lot. And I remember, I've said this before on the show, but, you know, I remember when I was getting guide dog training a few years back, in fact, several years back now when I think about it, and they suggested to me that if someone does approach you and does offer help, be nice about it. Even if they're not particularly nice, you be nice, because you don't want someone saying, well, you know, I helped a blind person and they were rude to me, so I'm never helping another blind person again. Where do you stand on that argument?
Yeah, exactly. I would say that instance, and I do only ever really shout or get firm where I have to prioritise my own safety above, like, the impression I'm giving. And actually, when I have been polite but firm with most people, it's gone down really well. I was walking towards a set of stairs, and you know, I felt the tactile paving, and suddenly, I'm sure this happened to all of us, a hand clamps down on my shoulder and yanks me back, and they say, oh, I've saved you from the stairs. And I say, oh, actually, you know, this tactile paving told me that there were stairs and I was fine, and what you did there, it was actually quite frightening. You know, you pulled me off balance. Next time, just shout or say, you know, do you need any help, there's some stairs there. And the guy went, oh, okay, I know for next time. Thank you for telling me. And people who genuinely want to help want to know how to help best, right? Mm. There's a lot of awkwardness about interacting with people with disabilities. People say they're worried about causing offence. Well, I don't think you're ever going to cause offence if you just ask. I'm never offended unless someone's exceptionally rude or is abusive. But if someone says, oh, do you need a hand? Even if I'm fine, I can just say, oh, no, thank you, that's fine. And then everyone feels okay about it. There's no crosswords needed.
At this point, let me bring in two members of East London Vision who are also part of this conversation, because I think what's important is that we talk about the issue, but also what people should do. And I know you're suggesting this, Amy, with, you know, the Just Ask, Don't Grab, but I think there's also some practical things and good advice, and East London Vision were very much on the case with this. Let me bring in Bhavini Makwana and Masuma Ali, who are also with us here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Let me ask you both, first of all, Bhavini, we'll start with you. What's your experience of what Amy's been talking about? Have you had similar experiences?
I have. So I was getting off the train, and it's happened quite a few times. I use a white cane, and I normally hold on to the rail on the side to help myself get off the train. And in so many instances, and sometimes shockingly by assistant staff, they will grab my arm, the one that I'm using the cane, or actually lift my cane up. And I've had to say to them in so many instances that that is so dangerous, because I need my cane, I need that contact with the ground, because I need to know the level, the depth of the step I need to put my foot down. By you doing that, it just puts me in such a dangerous position, especially at peak time when there's so many people rushing to get off at the same time. But I've also had it by taxi drivers. And so I'm actually training with my first guide dog at the moment. And whilst on training, I've had people come up to me and sort of grab me. So right now, my mobility guide dog mobility instructor is sort of, you know, far behind, just observing from as behind as she can. And I've had people telling me, just guiding me around a bollard or something, and my guide dog's doing it. And I said, no, please don't do that. I'm training my guide dog, and he will learn. He will, you know, guide me safely. By you grabbing me is just, it's just complicating it. But thank you so much. You know, please just let me know by telling me what's in front or what hazards are in front of me. So yeah, I have experienced it in several occasions.
I mean, it's interesting you talk about the picking up the cane. I had that once, and I was getting onto a cruise ship, and someone picked up my cane.
Oh,
and I thought, well, what's the worst that could happen? Oh, yes, I could fall in the sea. So that was probably, you know, and these are the kind of things that, and you kind of think to yourself, at what point does somebody think that's a good idea? Masuma, what about you? What's your experience been?
I have to echo both Amy's and Amy's sentiments in the sense that I've had many of those experiences. And I do think, as blind and partially sighted people, when we're out and about, as much as we may not want to at times, we are there to educate people. And sometimes we don't want it to be our role, because we just want to be out there, want to enjoy our evening or lunch or whatever it is that we're doing. But you're constantly having to tell people, actually, no, you know, one, I don't want help, or two, if you do want help, this is how you should be doing it. And I've had people pick up my cane, pull me along. I mean, real life incident, waiting for a cab driver comes along, literally picks up the bottom of my cane and pulls me along. I was like, no, you don't do that.
Amy, where do you stand on this idea that we are out there as ambassadors, that we are out there as, you know, people that should be you know, giving our time to educate people? Is that where you stand on this? Do you think it's good to do that?
I think it's an unavoidable consequence of being visibly disabled. But I think it is a really difficult burden to put on us. And I do use the word burden because it can be exhausting on a daily basis. I think especially when you live and regularly commute in a busy area like London. You know, if I had to educate every single person that laid their hands on me, I'd never get to work on time. I'd miss every film I was trying to see. And sometimes you do just have to brush it off and think, like, okay, it wasn't awful. I wasn't put at risk. I'll just deal with that today. And that's kind of why I started the campaign, because I'm like, you know what? Maybe it should be part of people's education. There should be something in the national curriculum about disability awareness, how to offer assistance. It should be part of training at most workplaces. The fact that it ends up being our job all the time to be ambassadors is hard. And, you know, non-disabled people don't have that kind of duty thrust upon them.
This is RNIB Connect Radio. It's the Connect Conversation with Amy Kavanagh today, putting forward her views on a campaign which she started called Just Ask, Don't Grab. It's a hashtag that you're running, Amy. Also joining us from East London Vision is Bhavini and Masuma. And I want to just get into a little bit about what you guys have been doing at East London Vision, Bhavini and Masuma, because I've been watching a couple of the videos you've done. You've been trying to educate people yourselves on the right way to approach someone, because this is the problem. You know, we talk a lot about the issues, but it's really important that people know what to do in a situation where they come up with a blind person that they might think needs assistance. Talk us through, if you will, what you've been doing at East London Vision.
So we were fortunate to have some funding, and we thought, what's the best way of making use of that funding? So it was around some sort of vision impairment awareness. And a video serves a long-term purpose where it's used in the moment for the purpose that it was needed, but equally it can be used hopefully many years down the line. And the idea was to kind of give people a better understanding of how to assist somebody that is blind or partially sighted if they ever came across someone. And the idea is, so, you know, we don't get grabbed or pulled off trains and thrown onto escalators when we don't want to be. So it's hopefully kind of demystify some of the things that people should do and people shouldn't do.
Bhavini, I remember a story of a friend who told me that they were standing waiting for a train, and they had a backpack on, and someone came up behind them, and when the train stopped, the doors opened. I kind of laugh. It's not funny, but, you know, it happened. He thought it was hilarious, but not at the time, where he was standing there, he's got the backpack on, the train doors open, and somebody grabbed his backpack, not him, but the backpack, and steered him onto the train. So just pulled him to the left and then shoved him onto the train.
That's shocking.
What do you say to someone who's doing that? What advice do you give them?
Would just immediately just say to them, what are you doing? You know, just say, excuse me, the train doors have opened. I'm sure I'm going to hear it, but thank you. Just talk. Just let me know that the doors are right in front of me, and or just try and put my hand to the edge of the train doors or something, and I'll guide myself in. I mean, that is so dangerous. I mean, you know, he could just make a step forward and just fall in that gap. That's what I'd be scared of.
Is there another fear here? And I want to put this to all of you. Is there a fear that, you know, because this happens to all of us at some point, and that example I've given there, and the many examples that you guys have given, you know, that's got to be a fear for a lot of us. And I guess that's why, Amy, that is why your campaign is so important, because grabbing us in public is not acceptable, really, is it?
No, and I think we've all also probably had incidents where the intentions have been malicious, right? You know, I think as ladies, I think we've all experienced somebody saying, oh, come on, my darling, I'll help you, and then has tried to inappropriately touch us. I had 2 weeks ago a man follow me down the street. He kept sort of trying to get me to cross roads with him. I didn't want to. And then after about the third attempt, he pulled on my handbag and I realized he was basically trying to suss out how he could mug me. He didn't. I shouted at him quite loudly and he went away. But those are the minority, you know, that the majority of people who do grab us do have a good intention, but they need to understand that we have those experiences as well. And we don't know who's friend or foe. Each incident could be putting us at risk, either intentionally to cause us harm or to assault us or to take our possessions, or they could put us in danger's way by not knowing how to assist properly, by pushing us towards that train gap, by unbalancing us at the top of the stairs. And that's a really strong message I've had. You know, I know you want to be helpful when you're doing this, but often you cause more harm than good. You leave us frightened, disorientated, startled, and that's why you must ask first.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, you know, I do agree that there are hopefully more nice people than not nice people, but that fear is always there at the back of the mind. Is this person offering me help because they genuinely want to help me, or do they have other motives in mind? It's a tough call, because sometimes we do find ourselves in situations where actually we could do with a little bit of a hand, or just want to be kind of told, have I gone past this landmark? You don't know. You don't know the person you're going to say, even when you interact with the public, when you're saying excuse me to someone, what's coming your way. To have it when someone grabs you, it just intensifies that fear to a million times more. So the message of don't grabbing, it's so important. You know, if you really want to get our attention, excuse me and a light tap on the shoulder is less alarming than grabbing someone when they're not expecting you to do so.
Yeah, no, I certainly agree, because many times when I've needed the help just to make sure that I've gone across the road. You know, sometimes I have, when I used to be a cane user, veered off a little bit. You know, walking in a straight line is such a struggle sometimes. And I do need that, just a little bit of help and support from someone just to make sure I'm on the right track. But I will kind of wait for so many people to go past, because you just don't know who you're asking, who you're being approached by. And it is that you are, I mean, I hate the word vulnerable, but you are, I mean, I find myself in a vulnerable situation when I have to ask people, have I gone in the right place? Am I in the right direction? Because you're just alerting your and highlighting your vision impairment to them, and God knows what could happen. So I do agree as well, constantly sort of being in that situation and then having to inform and educate everyone how the best way to do it. It is exhausting. It can be tiring. So I try and do, which I have done on I'm a Facebook user, and I try and educate, you know, the public via posts, by videos and stuff like that, because doing it constantly on a daily basis is tiring. You just want to get to A to B like everybody else without having all the middle palaver attached to it.
Amy, the campaign is live. People can get involved. They can use the hashtag. Strongly encourage people to do that. What's next for the campaign? What's your next plan? Or is that it for you?
Well, I mean, I want it to keep getting attention as much as possible. I've been very lucky with the media coverage that I've got so far. I really want people to continue to contribute their experiences, because actually, when you do break it down for people and explain, and this even happened on one of the news reports I did. They actually filmed somebody grabbing me, and they filmed me explaining to him, that was really frightening. You disorientated me. We were at a road. It was scary. And people always go, of course it was. Why didn't I think of that? And people are just acting and panicking without thinking it through. And we're just kind of encouraging them to engage that thought process. I think my greater ambition, although it might be a little bit lofty, I think this is all down to a lack of conversations and awareness about disability, about visual impairment in schools, in work, in the workplace. You know, I think that there's a lot of statistics about people don't want to talk to disabled people. And if we can flip this on its head and say it's not just a negative thing, it's not just about not grabbing people, but it's about starting really meaningful conversations. I'm sure all of us have had lovely conversations with people who have helped us. You know, we've all been in a flood of tears in the middle of the train station, freaked out, needing help, and someone's been really kind and nice and made a difference. So that's the other half of the message I really want to get out. When you offer that help, and when it's genuine and kind and useful and not grabby, you make a huge difference to someone's day. And that's a really lovely way to connect and make us all feel like part of the community. So I think spreading that message as well is really important.
I think it's a great message. Amy Kavanagh and Bhavini Makwana, as well as Masumi Ali, who are from East London Vision. Thank you so much for being with us here on RNIB Connect Radio today. Really enjoyed the chat, ladies.